Was up, Vankas?
Whoa, dude. That was like a fucking thing in Dune, dude. What's up, Vankas?
How's everybody doing?
How are you doing? Are you doing good? Have you seen Dune 2? I haven't, and I'm feeling very left out. Matt's coming in with the, all these...
Oh, these...
Yeah, if you haven't seen the thing, that song in it sounds like Cartman screaming all day cookie dough, okay? Because that's what's really going on. That's what I know about Dune 2. I know that fucking Charlotte Claire looks like Timothy Chalamet, but Matt says that fucking Fred Vasseur is actually the chosen one, and I think he might be right.
Yeah. Fred Muad'Dib. Uso. Lisan al-Gaib, bro.
Yes.
Fred is the chosen one.
Should we start here? Because there are rumors on the streets that Adrian Nui is going to be dressed in red, dude.
He who controls the Nui controls the universe. As I think what Frank Herbert said at the beginning of Dune 2.
Yeah.
He is the spice, bro. Nui is the spice.
Nui is the spice.
And if Fred Chalamet, both French.
That's right.
Both French. Yep. Fred Chalamet can control the Nui.
Yep.
Then he controls the universe. He controls all.
Yeah. Let's go over the comparisons between Fred Vasseur and Timothy. Listen, this is the Patreon. There's so much news swirling around, so we're gonna be getting into all the headlines. We're gonna get into to fucking Susie Wolf fucking suing the FIA, and we're gonna get into MBS clearing himself of any wrongdoing with no collusion here,
no collusion.
But you know what? We gotta start with fucking Fred Vasseur and the Timothy Chalamet connections. And let me just say that they're both hotties, dude. Fucking Fred Vasseur. Listen, why he kinda about Fred Vasseur? You know what I mean? Why he kinda?
We met him. Well, he met him, dude.
We met him and it was kind of like, why he kinda?
Why he kinda? Dude, he broke my fucking hand. By the way, I'm sorry for those who listen to the Patreon, and we're going to say this again later in a later episode. We could do it for TikTok.
Yeah.
Where we talk about Fred as Lisan al-Gaib.
Right. Okay? Yes. But yes, let's...
Let's talk about this. Why Fred is the Messiah.
Yes.
The chosen one. Muad'Dib. Fred, like Timothée Chalamet is incredibly hot, French.
Yep.
Is a foreigner from a foreign land coming to a foreign land and leading these people to glory and deliverance. He is freeing like Timothée Chalamet.
Yes.
Fred Vasseur is leading these people to the promised land, these foreigners to the promised land. And like Timothée Chalamet, he uses the voice. Give me the water.
Yeah.
Fred will be like, give me the Lewis.
Yeah.
Give me the Nui. Give me the Bono. He's able to use the voice.
Yes.
To get what he wants. You know? And he's able to defeat. You notice that Verstappen's and the Harkonnens.
Uh-huh.
It kind of has the he's able to defeat the Inan.
Sure.
They both have an Inan in the name.
Right.
So, yes. So, Max Verstappen is, in this analogy,
yes,
Austin Butler.
Right. Yas is obviously fucking
no, Helmut's
dad.
Baron Harkonnen.
Oh. I feel like Helmut...
Helmut's Skarsgård.
Helmut and Yas kind of together because together he's so
make
huge.
One scar. Yeah. Yes, make one Skarsgård together.
Yeah. Who's Zendaya? So wait, and who's Zendaya?
Who's Zendaya?
Is it Charles?
Charles, because yeah. Fred and Charles are in love.
And Charles is like, I've been
and
here.
Charles is feeling betrayed. Yeah. Charles is feeling betrayed.
Okay, yeah, there we go. There
I've
we go.
Been here. I've been here. I've been loyal right. to Ferrari. I am native to this land.
Yes.
And you are betraying me.
Mm-hmm.
But Fred is Muad'Dib.
Yeah.
Charles Leclerc is Zendaya.
yep.
Lewis is like Gurney Halleck, who brings the atomic. Lewis is Josh Brolin,
right?
Who's like who brings a lot of assets into the picture, a lot of weaponry.
Yeah.
Helps them bomb Arakeen with the atomics.
So then, and then who is Javier Bardem?
Alonso always.
Even if it makes no sense within
it
this,
makes no sense.
But it's just
because I was watching the movie. I was watching the movie, and I was like, "That's a why is a, what is Alonso doing in this movie?"
Right.
What is Alonso doing in this movie? Being Lisan Al Gaib, Lisan Al Gaib. No, he was like this. He was the fucking comic relief of the movie.
Yeah.
And I was loving seeing Fernando in the movie. I think he is a fine actor.
Right. But wait, let's.
I don't know why I just see them as the same person.
They both have like those big, like he's like.
They're both Spanish.
Javier's just, yeah, they're both Spanish. Javier's got that like fucking big head. Like they both just have like big fucking heads, dude. And they're
prominent
both,
heads.
Yeah, and they're both just like. You
and
know.
Eyebrows.
Yeah. And you know, it's just like if there was gonna be a movie, who would play Fernando Alonso? And it's like obviously it's gonna be Javier Bardem.
Javier Bardem,
and he's got a thick neck, dude. Javier Bardem's got a thick neck, and he always plays these like evil fucking like. I mean, in this he's not, but like
Stilgar's not evil. He's not evil. He's,
no, no, but he plays.
He's basically the Morpheus of this movie.
He can do anything, right? Bardem can kind of do anything in a way that kind of feels similar to Alonso. Like he can take any car. Alonso can take any car and take it to the promised land. He can get the most out of it. And I feel like that's the same with Bardem. Is that like you give him a role and he'll like fucking kill it. Whether he's playing like the freakish villain in the Bond movie or in No Country for Old Men, or and then he's sexy as fuck in fucking you know. Vicky Cristina Barcelona, you know, he can just do it all. Just like Fernando Alonso. Wait, hold on. Let's talk about how crazy this would be if Fred can pull off this. If he can get Adrian Newey to Maranello. Because that's the word on the street.
His prophecy.
Yeah. It would fulfill the prophecy. Elkan apparently is ready to write Newey a blank check. I've seen that floating around. Yeah, talks, but apparently, I mean, these are rumors, obviously, from these websites that no one knows who the fuck makes them or where anyone gets their information.
But they're my favorite websites.
They're your favorite websites when they're talking about fun shit like this. Talks between Newey and Ferrari appear to have been well advanced. If Newey went to Ferrari, Newey would work with Lewis Hamilton.
Check those two things off the bucket list. Work with Ferrari and work with Lewis.
I mean, he's already crushed his time. He's gotten the most out of the car of his time at Red Bull, and there is like this, you know, obviously there's the chaos happening there, but then there is, you know, the pull of the red and the pull of bringing Ferrari back to prominence. I mean, that is just, you know, that is like, you know, talk about the force of Formula One is just pulls everyone towards if it seems like there could be success in red at Ferrari, then. And you have an opportunity to make that happen. It seems like, you know, when the fucking stars align, the magnetic pull is there.
Listen, winning at Ferrari is like drinking the water as a male. It's just extra special.
There we go.
Sure, yes. The Reverend Mothers do it. Women can do it. But when a man does it, it's just kind of unheard of and super special, and everybody talks about it. And before we get past the paywall here, I just want to say, subscribe to the Patreon.
Yeah, don't be...
We need help.
We need it.
I know you see us gallivanting around, and I know it seems like we're doing well.
Yeah.
But we're stupid, and we need lawyers is basically what it comes down to. And
yeah.
Lawyers are expensive.
We need some lawyers. And also, it's my birthday. hey, babe, it's my birthday. It's my birthday week, baby. And I'm entering my Jesus year, 33. And you know what? I'd like to have, and it would be nice if I could not get low balance alerts on my fucking, you know, Bank of America app every once in a while. So keep subscribing to the Patreon, babies. Yeah.
Yeah. Most of these ones will not be going to us. Most of this month will not be going
right,
to
exactly.
us.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So,
we
be,
need to help.
Be a part of the fucking resistance. Be a part of the revolution.
Literally the resistance.
Literally the resistance, darlings.
The red flags,
okay.
It's the Red Flags Defense Fund at this point.
Okay. So let's get into the rest of the news this week.
If you want to hear the rest of this hysterical episode and so many more episodes like this, you can click the link in description and subscribe to our Patreon. So click that link, or you can go to patreon.com/trfpod. See you on the Patreon, Vankas. Love ya.